Life is bizarre and inscrutable. If you can't make sense of it, just go wherever life is taking you. Often when you review the reasons why you did not get what you wanted, you will end up finding what is truly ordained for you. The path you choose may not always be available to you, but a closed door or a dead end will always, often miraculously, open up a whole new path for you. You may take that road reluctantly to arrive at an unknown place, only to discover that you truly, really belonged there. This is counterintuitive to the popular world conditioning that we have all received. On the one hand, you are encouraged to set a vision for yourself, have goals and diligently pursue them. And on the other, you are now being told that despite what you have planned, life will take you on its own course. Well, it may seem incredible, but it is the way it is. It is so simple and easy to understand. You can make only a life out of what happens to you, irrespective of what you planned or wanted. That's really how you learn to be happy despite the circumstances. 20 years ago, in 1996, after three successive disastrous employment stints, I presented myself in the office of a high-profile recruiter, a good friend of mine actually, in Chennai. He is very famous. He subsequently built his company well enough and sold it to a multinational global recruitment firm. He then joined politics and was recently elected from a constituency in Chennai to the Tamil Nadu Assembly. But back then, the recruiter was a big name and his firm was a much talked about startup. I had known him through my years as a business journalist. So I sought his help in getting me a good, well-paying, purposeful corporate job. He spent 3 hours with me actually, speaking with me and assured me of a quick turnaround. Post that meeting, over the next 3 months, I must have called him at least a few dozen times. Email was not so big then, so I had to follow up only via phone, and when I say phone, I mean landlines. He neither answered my calls nor did he call me back when I left messages for him. His secretary kept promising me that he would call me, but that day never came. I remember agonizing. At least he could tell me why he was not successful in pushing my case with employers. Or was he not even trying? Frustrated, and perhaps also driven by the fact that I had been rejected. You know, rejection is very debilitating. So, frustrated that I had been rejected, I resolved that I should go on to be an employer instead of trying to seek employment. One fine day in August 1996, I went ahead and set up a tiny consulting firm with my wife, Vani. We were successful financially in our early years, but by the end of our first decade in business, we were staring at a big, dark, black hole of accumulated losses and an unimaginable pile of debt. Eventually, as is public knowledge now through my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, we went bankrupt. As I speak this with you, as I share this with you, I continue to be in that state. Initially, I hated where we had ended up finding ourselves, presiding over the debris of a debt-laden, problem-ridden firm. I used to hate that feeling. You know, that feeling would gnaw at me from within of guilt, ignominy, hopelessness, fear, and resentment. I hated myself. But now, after all these years, when I look back, I find that without the rejection I faced in the job market, I may not have embraced entrepreneurship. And without having failed at entrepreneurship, I may never have understood what life is, what intelligent living is, and I may never have understood what happiness is and what contentment is the way I do now. When I introspect, I'm grateful for the experiences I've been through that have transformed me from being an angry, foul-mouthed, obsessive, possessive egotist to being a simple, accepting, mindful voyager through life. My learnings from the path that I did not choose, but which unfolded itself in front of me as I walked, have brought me to where I earnestly believe my life's purpose is. I have discovered that my purpose is to awaken people to happiness despite their circumstances. I am reminded of what John Bunyan, a 17th century English writer and preacher, had to say. He said, and I quote, "Although I have been through all that I have, I do not regret the many hardships I met, because it was they who brought me to the place I wished to reach." I don't know if this is where I wish to reach, but I'm really enjoying where I've arrived. So I will tell you this. Celebrate life's inscrutability. If you can't understand life, accept it. Don't grieve. Don't mourn what you wanted and did not get. It is life's job, having created you, to take care of you. And your job is to live the life that you have fully and happily.